But human spies were no longer the whole game. If someone can steal secrets electronically from your office in Shanghai or Moscow, perhaps they don't need a human spy. Or perhaps the spy's job is no longer stealing secrets, but subverting your network to allow the secrets to bleed out over the internet. In a networked world, I quickly saw that counterintelligence must contend with the penetrations of the public and private electronic networks that are the backbone of our communications, the storehouses of our technology, and the nervous system of our economy and government. These networks, I regret to say, are porous and insecure, vulnerable not only to casual hackers, but even more so to professional electronic thieves and powerful foreign intelligence services. But we want seamless, effortless interconnectivity and the productivity that comes with it. Who doesn't? And so our vulnerabilities multiply as we continue to privilege convenience over security. Meanwhile, the world is speeding up. We experience this acceleration in the pace of our daily lives, in product cycles and fashion trends, in the instantaneous dissemination of information, in the awesome and continual increases in the capacity of our electronic systems, in the speed at which our products and ideas are copied and pirated. Businesses know that their ability to profit from their own innovation depends on their ability to get their products to market faster than ever and to exploit them more quickly than ever, before they become obsolete or unfashionable or are ripped off by an overseas pirate with low overhead and no R&D costs. Value appears and disappears with bewildering speed. Who today remembers the computing juggernauts Wang Laboratories or Digital Equipment Corporation? Financial giants like Bear Stearns, Lehman Brothers, and Washington Mutual vanished overnight. The value of intelligence is also transitory. This is especially true of SIGINT, the electronic stuff. It's useful only if you can act on it in time, and the time for action is getting...